Today we're profiling hidden gems in the community, gems like the St. Thomas Elevated Park. And who knows more about the Elevated Park than Serge Lavoie? Serge, tell us, if I was new to town or had been living here and I hear about the park, what can I expect?
Well, you can expect to walk on living history. The St. Thomas Elevated Park is built on a very long, 1,000-foot-long railway bridge over the Kettle Creek Valley at the west end of St. Thomas. At the middle of it, it's 100 feet off the ground. It's the third park in that area, built in 1929. The very first bridge was built in 1871, so there's an awful lot of rail history attached to the Elevated Park. It was abandoned in the early 2000s, and community groups got together and wondered what could be done with it, and a group of us called On Track St. Thomas decided we could turn it into some sort of a park, and we put out a public campaign and purchased the park and some land, and in 2017 we were able to open it as Canada's first elevated park. It's a little something for everyone. Obviously, it's got a majestic location over Kettle Creek. So at any time of the year, you can stand on the bridge and look to Kettle Creek towards the north and south and see some really quite stupendous views. This time of the year, especially in the fall, the colors are quite amazing. But even in the winter, when the snows are flying, it's a wonderful place to be. We've tried to do a variety of things with the Elevated Park. So there are gardens. Essentially, what we're trying to do is to naturalize the space. We've added an awful lot of public art up there, all donated art by local area artists, mostly made of steel. They're wonderful things. So as you walk along from the very beginning of the park at King Street, at Center Street, the very heart of the old St. Thomas, as you walk along, you'll be seeing a whole variety of rather monumental public art. Some of them as tall as 20 feet high. They're very colorful. They fit into their environment beautifully, and we keep adding to the collection. This year alone, we added 14 pieces of public art, either reproduction pieces on panels or large scale pieces that I mentioned. We've got a few artifacts from the days of rail. There's a mile marker showing that from the bridge, you are 117 miles from Niagara Falls, which is the beginning of the original rail line that crossed through St. Thomas. It's not just the bridge, however. We have a total of 4 kilometers of old rail line. So once you get to the end of the bridge, there's actually another 3.5 kilometers of trail to walk, which goes through farmland at the west end of St. Thomas. And we're in the process of converting that into what we call the Arboretum Line. So it's essentially 3.5 kilometers of built up woodland, and along the way we'll be adding park benches, specialized trees, more public art. It's a place that we try to make sure that people are a little surprised every time they come in to visit. And you know, the unique part of that park, apart from being 100 feet up in the air, is the fact that it's not municipally owned, but it's actually a public park built on private land by a not-for-profit corporation.